17, a K-pop boy band with 13 members, is going to make history by being the first K-pop act to perform on the main stage at Glastonbury. K-pop has become really popular worldwide, but it hasn't been as big in the UK. However, K-pop bands have started collaborating with Western artists, which has helped them gain more fans in the UK. What makes Seventeen different from other K-pop groups is that they write and produce their own music, instead of relying on collaborations. Woozi, the band's main music genius, has co-written and produced most of their songs. Seventeen's performance at Glastonbury is happening because the festival wants to include different types of music that people like. Seventeen's journey to success started at a South Korean entertainment company called Pledis. The members were chosen, trained, and worked really hard to get better. It took a while for the band to debut, but during that time, Woozi inspired the other members to start making their own music. Finally, in 2015, Seventeen made their debut and have been releasing different types of music ever since. Their latest mini album, FML, was the best-selling record of 2023. Seventeen has faced challenges on their road to success. They've had injuries from their intense dance moves, but they stay committed to their craft. Their music is all about being honest and talking openly about their feelings, which helps them overcome negativity. Their recent songs, FML and Super, show how they've grown and how strong they are. Seventeen keeps getting more popular, and they're planning to go on a world tour at the end of the year to reach even more fans. Seventeen performing at Glastonbury is a really big deal for K-pop in the UK. The band wants to reach fans in as many countries as possible, and they believe they still have a lot more to achieve in the future.